Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and it is a Friday, which means we're getting into the economics news of the week. But for today, we are talking to Emmanuel Cristaldo, who is the business head for Just Money, which is a financial information provider. Now, their latest research has just revealed that the coronavirus pandemic has significantly or very significantly affected family earnings of about 3/4 of ordinary South Africans who took part in a snapshot survey, and the vast majority of them can only afford an emergency payment of less than 5,000 rand, which is a very bleak state of affairs. And to help us unpack, we're going to have Emmanuel just running us through what is actually going on, what does it mean, possibly for other South Africans, and perhaps similar research that they are doing. Emmanuel, hi, how are you?
Hi there, Mudiwe. I'm fine, thank you, and morning to all your listeners.
No. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I guess to just begin with, can you just give us just an understanding of what Just Money is doing and what type of research you guys, conduct on a daily basis?
Okay, so Just Money was established over 10 years ago in 2009. And essentially what Just Money does, it provides digitally savvy South Africans and often people that are very busy with easy access to financial information on money matters. So we try simplify money matters. We publish articles in an easy to understand language. And essentially we partner with many trusted industry experts to actually help us with this. So we have a number of journalists working for us, and we publish two articles a week, which essentially goes to our subscriber base. And we tend to try to pick subjects that matter to our customers. So we'll do articles, for example, like what are the tax implications of withdrawing an RA early? What should you do if you can't pay your rent and so on? The 10 things to look out for if you're buying a home. So there's a number of articles, but they're all really around money matters, financial information. We try to put those articles in an easy to understand format for our customers.
So I guess this latest research about family earnings, can you give us a little bit of color around what that is? Some of the findings, because it definitely does sound terrible that 3/4 of ordinary South Africans, the vast majority of them, only have, funds on hand to make an emergency payment of less than 5,000 rand. And in my head, I'm now thinking to myself that if I was to then count that amount as a per head number in a family of an average of 4 or 5 people in a household, it becomes even worse.
Yes, Madiwe. So what we were essentially trying to understand is the financial implications of COVID-19 on households in South Africa. And then we were trying to then understand that if they were affected, could they live this one out financially? So how long could they survive without an income, for example? And then we also wanted to get an understanding of how they manage their finances in quite a high level. And if you think about the Just Money base, it's essentially in middle market South Africa. So if you look at, for example, household income, essentially, 42% of the respondents earned less than 10,000 rand a month, but close on 60% earned more than 10,000 rand a month, and close on 10% earned over 40,000 rand a month. Most of them were employees, so they worked for somebody. So we only had a small proportion who were actually working for themselves. That was around 20%. So 80% were employees. They came from all walks of life. So they work for government, they work for retail, they work for banking, insurance, financial services, and so on. These customers are what I would call mass middle market South Africa. The survey went out on email, and it was conducted during April. We only asked 12 questions, and essentially to try to get an understanding. So, So if I look at the first one, the question was, has coronavirus reduced your family earnings? So 73% of people said significantly or very significantly. In fact, over 35%, close on 40% said very significantly. And in a way, when we first saw this, we were quite shocked by the high number. But when I consider my family, for example, many of them have been affected. If I look at my circle of friends too, many of them have been affected. So it makes sense that it's such a high number. Over 70% are significantly or very significantly affected by essentially reduced their family earnings. We then asked another question, are you worried about your financial situation? And 95% said that they were very worried or somewhat worried. So most of the people surveyed are worried about their finances. We then asked the question to try to determine if they could actually write this out in a way. So we said, can you afford an emergency payment of less than 5,000, up to 5,000 or up to 10,000? And essentially, close on or 79% of people could not afford an emergency payment of 5,000 or less. So by that, we mean if something happens to your car and you need to get it fixed because you need it to go to work, or if perhaps you need to take somebody to the doctor or to have some dental work done. So it's a large number of people who could not afford an emergency payment of 5,000 rand or less. And a small percentage, 10% or under 10%, about 9.5%, said that they could afford emergency payment of up to 10,000 rand. So it goes to show that people are really living day by day in this country. We then asked another question. If you didn't work, how long could you live on your savings? For example, if you were retrenched, how long could you live? And 90% said they could only live for 3 months or less with no payment. But a high number, which was close on 70%, said they could not live for a month with no payment. So again, that gives you an indication that people are really stretched and essentially living day by day in South Africa. We then wanted to really try to get an understanding of do they budget, for example? Do they understand what's happening in their bank accounts? And so we asked the question, do you create a personal budget? And quite a few do, which I was quite surprised about. So over half of them, they do create a budget and they look at it monthly. They do it monthly. Around about 30% said every few months, and then 20% said they never do a budget. One of the things that I wanted to see was, do people actually know what's happening in their bank accounts? Do they see what debit orders are coming off? And so we asked the question, do you know which debit orders come off your bank account? And about 80% said that they did know what they were and they knew what all of them were, which is actually a good sign. But there are 20% that don't really follow what comes off their account in terms of debit orders. We then said, okay, do you review your bank statement regularly? And about 60% said they review it monthly. The rest, only some of the time or never. So I suppose, Madiwe, it gives you an understanding of middle market South Africa, of the people that we surveyed. So, and I think that they are really stressed financially. I think that they are living day by day. And some of them are trying to manage themselves. They have an understanding of the expenses, have an understanding of I suppose what they should do. But people are stressed. They financially really living on the edge. But what worries me more so is that if you're over indebted and if you're financially stressed. So if you're living in a financially stressed society, which this survey has indicated that the people that responded are, then it brings about a whole host of issues. So it brings about insecurity, it brings about a lack of self-worth for yourself. You find that people in a family start to argue amongst each other. It creates great stress and anxiety amongst people. So Africa, I mean, we have to make structural reforms, I believe. We must make it easier to open a business. I believe that we should be looking at to semi-privatize some of the government institutions. We even fully privatized them. You know, there's a good example with Telkom where Telkom is semi-privatized, and it's actually doing quite well. And you compare that to some of the other government institutions that are essentially bankrupt. And I do believe they need a bit of entrepreneurship thinking to get those institutions to run correctly. And then we have to just look to create jobs and more jobs and more jobs in this country. So large capital projects, for example, I think that the government needs to undertake. And anything that really can employ people en masse to get people living and earning a decent wage, to take away the stress of finances, of financial stress, debt stress, and so on. This survey that we did through Just Money has put this thing, I mean, when I saw it in black and white, I thought, geez, you know what, we actually have some big problems in this country when it comes to finances and money matters. And we have to resolve them because we can't keep going on like this. It's just very, very bad for so many people in this country.
I guess the real question then is, going forward, what are some of the implications that you're seeing, and how does that tie up with some of the economic projections that have been made for an economic contraction in the country? Because I can imagine that if we're projecting that the economy is going to contract by between maybe 6 and 17%, you know, depending on whose numbers you use, and given the current state of things, you know, just based on the information that you guys are giving, then it means, you know, if that contraction, if, you know, people are in this state, and it seems like they're in this state either normally or they're in this state just from a month of, depressed economic activity, then, you know, in about a year's time, if there is that contraction, then one can imagine it would be worse. Where do you see those things going? And as Just Money, what is your outlook for the economy?
So, look, I think we were in trouble before COVID-19, and essentially it was more like a slow puncture. So we were financially getting worse as the days went by. And we do some, Just Money is part of a group called the IDM Group. And within that group, we have a brand called Debt Busters, which looks to help people that are financially stressed. And we can see from some of the research that we do with Debt Busters that people are actually getting poorer, and they're utilizing credit and personal loans, their credit card, as an example, more and more so, just to live day by day. And essentially what happens then is the debt gets out of control. So the other brand that we have helps consumers in that regard. So I think this was happening before COVID-19. COVID-19 has really made it a lot worse, obviously. And if you think about it, Madi, we actually, all of us are affected financially. So other than the people that we surveyed, where we asked the question, has it affected your household financially? Every one of us, or most, I'd say most of us in South Africa have some form of pension fund, provident fund. Those have also been affected. You know, the returns that one gets from the stock market are low. And the values of the shares, the underlying shares that these retirement annuities, pension funds, provident funds invest in, are worth less now than they were worth 3 months ago. So the whole of South Africa has actually been affected financially. It's going to get worse before it gets better. There is talk of GDP growth of -6%, -10%, -12%. Whatever it is, we're going to have negative GDP growth, and negative GDP growth is not good for the average South African. So we're going to have to batten down the hatches. We're going to have to try and help people that have less than us, and we're going to have to ride this one out. But I think that in a strange way, this might give impetus to the government and to others to really get things going and moving and put in place an environment that will encourage businesses to start, encourage existing businesses to grow and prosper. So I tend to look optimistically at the future, and I think that we are going to have a really, really tough ride for the next 12 to 18 months. I'm hoping that in the future, once we've ridden out the storm, that we can have an environment that where businesses can prosper and give more South Africans jobs and have more people feel that they are richer and have less anxiety. So that is my hope for the country, and I know that we can actually do it. There have been countries in Africa that have been very successful with capital expansion projects and growing GDP. But what is coming in the next 18 months from my understanding is that more people will lose jobs. I do think that as businesses go back to business after COVID-19, they will see, and most of them already know, that their revenues have dropped substantially. And so what business does when revenues drop is that they look to reduce expenses. And one of the ways to reduce expenses is to retrench staff, which is unfortunate, but it's just what entrepreneurs do and businessmen do to actually keep the business alive. So I do think that we'll see a spate of retrenchments coming down the track in the next 12 to 18 months, which is unfortunate. And then we start rebuilding. I'm hopeful that we can rebuild a country and a business environment where everyone prospers and we can have some really good GDP growth. That is my hope for the country.
So that was us with Emmanuel Cristaldo, who is the business head for Just Money, a financial information provider. They have recently conducted some research that revealed that about 3/4 of ordinary South Africans who took part in a snapshot survey, the vast majority of them can only afford emergency payments of less than 5,000 rand amongst a host of findings that he was revealing to us during the discussion. He's also highlighting the fact that even before COVID-19, ordinary South Africans, consumers, were already strained economically, and that the lockdown and the pandemic have only but exacerbated an existing situation that's just showing that the level of savings and the level of financial security in South Africa is very low at the moment. He's also just talking about the fact that given all the projections for an economic contraction, that things are likely to get worse before they get any better, and that moving forward there needs to be a different culture just around how I guess ordinary South Africans look at their finances, and as well as how people are conducting their business. Emmanuel, how can people get in touch with you guys if they want access to some of these findings or any other related research that you guys might be putting out?
They can access us via the Just Money website, so it's justmoney.co.za. The research findings are on there, as are all the articles that we publish. We will continue to do research findings. My thoughts is to perhaps every quarter do a dipstick in the market and see what's happening in terms of how people are feeling financially, and we'll publish those every quarter. So, but they can access us on via the website, justmoney.co.za.
justmoney.co.za. That's where you can find the findings of this research, and then the other articles that Emmanuel was talking about.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
I think a discussion like today definitely highlights how bad the state of savings is in South Africa, especially for ordinary South Africans. As you heard from what Emmanuel was saying, there's so many people that are earning, less than, 10,000, 20,000, 40,000, whatever the income threshold is. And a lot of them just don't have money on hand, because in the greater scheme of things, 5,000 rand, would not be that much money. If you look at it in US dollar terms, that's, $250. And to say that a person, and it's not even about the individuals, the stark thing for me about the whole thing is how, when you look at it on a sort of, let's say, a per capita basis, because if you're saying that 5,000 rand, then you sort of average it out and say that, the average family may be 4 to 6 people, then it means that On average, a person in a family has less than, let's say, 1,000, maybe 1,250 rand on hand to make an emergency payment. Because if you're looking at family finances, whatever's being paid for on that front is something that's going to benefit the collective, not necessarily an individual. Because if a car breaks down, that is an important thing, you know, because, you know, that's the car that's taking kids to school. That's the car that, you know, you're all taking to, let's say, recreational activities. You know, if there's an emergency, you need to go to the hospital. That's it. More importantly, that's the car that is taking the breadwinner to work, so that, you know, they go to work, put food on the table. So it's an indictment, and I definitely agree that it's one of those things that even before the crisis began, the state of savings were probably very bad, especially when you look at how indebted people are. So going forward, I personally think that, you know, loans, we're going to likely see an increase in defaults, you know, on loans, especially some people that have started just trying to get loans to get by. That's on the one hand. And then people that had existing loans that aren't able to meet their obligations. But also on the other hand, I think we'll also start seeing, you know, companies like insurance companies stopping people from joining, you know, some of their schemes, maybe financial institutions limiting the number of people that they are going to start giving credit to, because the risk has been increased across the board. So that's been it in terms of this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Life. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we're #BDSpotlight. And remember that you can also review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another Business Day Spotlight edition, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.